WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There will be a four-month delay in extending the contract of Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp.
Sharp asked, and Board of Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria agreed to postpone a vote on a three-year contract extension from today to August. From a letter Sharp wrote to Thomas, the chancellor wanted to stop what he called goofy rumors someone has started that he does not get along with the governor's new appointee to the regents. Sharp says there are persistent rumors the extension was being rushed to keep Tim Leach of Midland from voting. Chancellor says Leach is a dear friend and has said publicly he is a supporter of the direction we are going. The state Senate has yet to consider Leach's appointment or the reappointments of Thomas and Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. That means Judy Morgan of Texarkana, whose term was scheduled to end last February, is still on the board. Sharp, who has been chancellor since September 2011, is under contract until 2020. The proposed three-year extension would tie him for the longest tenure among the system's 14 leaders. Still on today's region's agenda is giving the A&M president the authority to negotiate a contract extension with women's head basketball coach Gary Blair. Regents are also scheduled to present resolutions honoring two national champion A&M teams, women's equestrian and men's indoor track and field. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The next step in a master plan between the city of College Station and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute will be considered by the city council tonight.
That's the kind of thing that helps people get out of the Kyle Field area a little faster. It's also got a real nifty type of traffic center in the municipal courts building over there on Krennic Tap Road.
Mayor Carl Mooney was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about TTI putting driverless vehicles on College Station streets.
Is there a component for driverless cars in this?
Not yet, but don't be surprised if we see that coming down the road.
The contract to be considered by the council tonight requires TTI to get advanced city approval to conduct pilot demonstrations of what the A&M agency has developed and tested on their proving grounds. Two power outages in 8 hours affected nearly 6,000 BTU customers. Energy accounts manager Mike Connor said 5,600 customers south and west of downtown Bryan were knocked off between 3:50 and 5 a.m. yesterday by an animal getting into the Adkins substation.
I heard they found a dead raccoon in the substation yard.
Tuesday night, south and east of Snook, about 190 customers were without power about 40 minutes. That snag affected one of the BTU's primary power lines. There is a new local support group for people grieving the loss of a pet. Dr. Bonnie Beaver, a veterinarian at Texas A&M, helped create Tales of Loss.
When we lose a pet, we go through a grief process, but we don't have the support group that we do if we lose a human loved one.
Monthly meetings are held the second Saturday of each month, but this Saturday, Tales of Lost is hosting a pet memorial service in remembrance of those animals we have lost. It's at 7 p.m. at the chapel at Arbor Oaks on Villa Maria, part of Crestview. More information is online at talesofloss.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expired 5117, stock number 60215.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair.
The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Pretty nice this afternoon, up between 80 and 85. Then clouds move back in tonight, breezy and mild, upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of morning showers. Afternoon temperature well up in the 80s, only back in the 70s on Friday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday near 85. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the NFL draft is tonight, and it looks like Myles Garrett will be the first pick by the Browns. Meanwhile, an A&M wide receiver has been removed from the team following reports of indecent exposure. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros fell to the Indians while the Rangers earned the W over the Twins. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Caller this morning wanting to know what the bright light is in the southeast sky that he said he hadn't necessarily noticed before. So we need our listeners to help us out. I think it's Venus, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because Venus, while the moon is not real bright like it is right now, then right before sunrise, you can usually see it about
It was very clear this morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, and that's what helps. It's a little cool out there, too.
It's chilly.
Yesterday was the strangest day because the winds are just going nuts out of the south, and then by the time it gets to the end of the day,
it was like 90.
Yeah. And then they're coming out of the north later on at like 6:30 or
so. And then it cooled down again. Yeah. It was bizarre.
Very odd weather to have those kind of changes and then not have any rain associated with it when you have a wind shift. But anyhow, since they don't give percentages of rain so that you'll know, today it's not going to be very windy. But tomorrow the winds pick up again. We'll be gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Now what they're saying to us is they're pushing the rain back a little bit. It'll be 20% on Friday night, 30% during the day on Saturday, 40% Saturday night. Then we're looking at Saturday night being 50%, going to 80% by sunrise tomorrow morning, and then it clears out.
By Sunday morning.
Yeah,
Sunday morning.
So late Saturday night is when the heavier rain is supposed to get here. But, the wind is, and then Friday night the winds are going to be up a little bit, too. So
And the temperature shift is just crazy. I mean, like a 40-degree shift from the morning to the evening, that's crazy.
Right, and then, Sunday is going to be ideal. Sunny skies and 72 on Sunday.
Ooh.
So that should be all right.
Good day to be outside.
Yeah, if you don't like the weather in Texas, just wait 5 minutes.
That's right, so 90 tomorrow and 72 on Sunday, okay, for the highs. Just got that going for you. Firefighters who fought a blaze at a house in tropical Australia. Really? There's a city that's tropical? It's called Darwin. I've never heard of that. Anyway, contended with an added distraction as they had to, they had to watch the 13-foot-long pet crocodile.
Pet
crocodile, that's what they say. The fire destroyed the two-story house in an upscale suburb, but did not harm the reptile named Albert.
Oh, good.
As if Albert answered to his name,
right?
Which lives in a backyard. Thankfully, the croc didn't affect our operations at all, said the firefighters. Wildlife ranger said crocodiles are rare in the suburbs. The pet had been living...
Really?
Yeah. What is rare? Define rare.
Right.
The pet had been living on the property since before crocodiles became a protected species by federal law back in 1970. The firefighters said that there was no one in the house at the time that the firefighters arrived. Fire appeared to have been caused by some clothes that had been mistakenly left... Oh, clothes iron that had been mistakenly switched on.
Did you say that he had been on the property since before 1970?
Yeah.
How long do these things live?
Well, I don't know.
A long time, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of like those turtles. You know, they live
like 120
years.
They're like dinosaurs.
Years. Yeah.
They're like Larry King. They live forever. That's true. Crocodile numbers have exploded across Australia's tropical north since they became a protected species after decades of hunting. Because saltwater crocs can live up to...
Oh, my God, 70 years.
Yeah, there it is. They can live up to 70 years.
And Nile crocodile can live up to 100.
Wow. Now, and they grow throughout their lives.
Oh, so they're just getting bigger.
They can be up to 23 feet long in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Well, it is. And I mean, it says it's a pet crocodile... Until it's not.
Right?
You know?
Until it eats someone.
Yeah.
It's a wild animal.
Info.
nation.
He was fine right up until then.
Oh, Albert.
Yeah.
Basically a dinosaur.
Yeah, he'd lick my hand. I mean, I don't know what was, you know.
He always looks like he has a big smile on his face.
Sure. Taste testing. Yeah. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah, he knows where dinner is anytime he needs to.
Mm.
Yeah, anywhere around him.
I love how the owners just didn't happen to be home.
That's a good thing.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil, oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning, 616. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, it's the 27th of April, April the 27th.
Jeez, where did it go?
I know.
Man.
117 days into this year. We got 248 of them to go. It's Babe Ruth Day because this is the anniversary of his birthday.
Okay, right. Cool.
Woody Woodpecker Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was Walter Lantz who drew Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, yeah.
His
okay.
birthday.
But who did the...
That was his wife.
Really?
Really? Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For a long, long time it was.
Hmm.
Take our daughters and sons to work day.
No, don't.
Yeah. I know they're supposed to be precious, sweet, and adorable, but, you know, they're your kids.
They're right. Precious, sweet, and adorable. To you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Mule Day.
Like okay. Donkey Mule?
Yeah, Donkey Mule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Morse Code Day.
Oh.
Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
beep.
I mean, aside from SOS, do we even know Morse code?
No.
There are
Mm-mm.
people who do, but
yeah.
we don't happen to be among them. All right, birthdays.
We do got birthdays. We don't have a whole lot. I don't know if you have more than I do.
You
but,
know, this is a, I believe there's only one or two days like this in the entire year because we'll go and do half birthdays. And so... This morning I looked at it and I said, oh, we need to do half birthdays.
Okay, so if you got some half birthdays, I'll give you the ones here.
I got 5 half birthdays. I mean, we just don't have many birthdays at all now or 6 months ago, but go ahead.
And a lot of these people are kind of like, who kind of people? Like William Moseley, he's
30.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really?
He
I have
played,
no idea who that is.
He played Peter, the older brother in the Chronicles of Narnia movies.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's also on the E show, Royals, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what is his
Whoa.
Name?
William
I
Moseley?
Love the Royals.
He's Prince Liam.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Okay, so Chelsea knows.
Oh, Prince Liam.
Over here on the other side of the room.
Does it say if he's single?
Well, he's 30. That's all that that's
perfect.
All I'll give.
It is perfect. I have not heard you that exuberant about anybody in almost a year. Okay, but
and
anyway.
See, for me, this next one is a who for
okay,
everybody
wait,
else.
Who is this guy again?
E, like the network
Or
whatever. There's
right.
a there's a show called The Royals.
Okay.
And it's basically about, you know, the royal family.
Is it a current thing, or is it a
it is. It is current.
Piece?
It is current.
But I mean, it happens in today's time, right?
Yes.
Not back in the past.
Correct.
Past.
Okay. Yes, right. yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, it's not like a historical
gotcha.
Thing.
Okay.
And there is an older brother who obviously is in line to become king, but then there are okay. twins okay. in Prince Liam and Princess Eleanor, but Prince Liam is the twin and the younger brother, but he's super dreamy.
Wow, she's pretty much up on it, isn't she?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
definitely.
I love the Royals.
Okay, all right.
Love
okay.
it.
Okay,
all
here
right.
we go. Other birthdays.
So this next one is kind of a who for everybody else, but like kind of like for Chelsea, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. It's Jenna Coleman. She's 31. She's a Doctor Who companion. She was Clara Oswald.
Ah, okay.
Talk about dreamy.
Oh, yeah, I recognize her.
Patrick Stump is 33, lead singer and guitarist for Fallout Boy.
Right.
What? Was that English?
I do know. I do know Fallout Boy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I know them too. But yeah.
Do they have some music we can play on Tuesday?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We'll dig that out sometime.
John Osborne of the Brothers Osborne is 35. They're a country country group.
Yep.
Travis Meeks, lead singer of Days of the New, is 38.
All right.
Wow.
I don't even
know. We're
I've
in
never
the weeds.
Heard of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Sheena Easton is 58.
Oh, For Your Eyes Only.
There you
she
go.
Sang that and nothing else, probably. There's a James Bond song. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Ace Frehley, there we go.
Oh.
Kiss guitar player is 66. Kate Pearson is 69 from the B-52s. And Cy Robertson, the only person, like probably the most famous person on this list from Duck Dynasty, is 69.
Clip Howard had him on last week.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty
that's
interesting
cool.
interview. Cory Booker, he's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, is 48. Okay, half birthdays. John Cleese is 77 and a half today.
All right.
Simon LeBond from Duran Duran is 58 and a half.
All right.
Marla Maples, remember her? She's
yes.
She's 53 and a half.
Donald Trump's ex-wife,
that's
correct?
That's right.
Yep.
And Kelly Osbourne is 32 and a half.
Oh, okay.
So there you are. So that's birthdays and half birthdays.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Last week, the Media Research Center reported that, as President Trump approaches the end of his first 100 days in office, he has received by far the most hostile press treatment of any incoming American president, with broadcast networks punishing him with coverage that has been 89% negative. MRC did note that the positive stories about Trump received little to no attention from the big three network shows. For example, President Trump's push to invigorate the economy and bring back American jobs, well, that received a mere 18 minutes of coverage, less than 1% of all airtime devoted to the administration. While his moves to renegotiate various international trade deals resulted in less than 10 minutes of TV news time. What else would you expect from the alt-left propaganda destroy Trump media? I expect nothing else.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it the simplest way possible with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com transformed every room in my house without breaking the bank. You get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping, and their prices, well, no store can beat them. And if you accidentally mismeasure, you pick the wrong color, they're going to remake your blinds for free. No risk to you. And now through May 2nd, you'll get an additional 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use the promo code Hannity, blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on-site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Nintendo says it expects to sell 10 million units of the new Switch game console over the next year as it bets big on the successor to its poor-selling Wii U. The forecast came as the Japanese company reported that its net profit in the just-ended business year soared more than sixfold, largely owing to the sale of a major stake in the Seattle Mariners baseball team, but operating profit and revenue fell from a year ago. In a last-ditch effort to survive, bankrupt solar panel maker Suniva has asked the Trump administration to impose trade tariffs on all foreign-made solar cells. Suniva filed a petition with the U.S. International Trade Commission that seeks a 4-year tariff of 40 cents a watt on all solar cells made outside the U.S. Low-cost solar panels, mostly manufactured in Asia, have glutted the global market and pushed down panel prices by roughly 30% in 2016. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 21. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
So we were talking a little bit about ice cream yesterday, and I think most of us can agree that ice cream is a delicious treat, but maybe you don't want to be too obsessed with it, kind of like this woman. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So there comes a point in every marriage where one person asks the other person to go out and buy them ice cream. Well, a 37-year-old woman in Nashville named Rhonda Blythe Dunham asked her husband to go out and get her ice cream on Sunday, but he said he was tired from working all day and he didn't want to, and that made her angry. So what did she do? She called the cops and told them he'd punched her in the face. When they got there, she admitted he hadn't punched her. He just wouldn't get her ice cream. The cops told her she was going to be arrested for filing a false report, and she asked if she could go to the bathroom first. They let her go, and about 2 minutes later, they heard a loud thud when she jumped out of the bathroom window and ran. They quickly tracked her down and arrested her. She was charged with filing a false report and evading arrest. But I mean, really, can you blame her? She was probably just going to get that ice cream. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at Normandy Tractor. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, all right, about 83 for a high today. Winds will lay down today from the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll have some clouds rolling in. 67 is the low temperature tonight. That's like 15 degrees different from what we have right now. Tomorrow, our high is going to be 90. That's on Friday. Saturday, looks like 86 will be our high temperature. 30% chance of rain during the day, maybe 40 in the afternoon. Chance of rain increases to Saturday night up to 80%. But then it clears out on Sunday. It'll be an ideal day, 72 with sunshine. And then Monday, we're looking at 79. So some ups and downs there. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 6. Fair skies, and we have 52.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all trucks. Get 10 grand off 2017 Super Duties, F-250s and 350s, $10,000 off. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra trucks have been ordered, and we are discounting them thousands, like 2017 F-150s for just $25,995, less than $26,000. And new 2017 Ford Expeditions are 15 grand off. 15,000 bucks off new Expedition. College Station Ford needs your trade, and we are willing to pay more to get it. Get a better total deal today. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. 10 grand off Super Duties and 15 grand off Expedition. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
Could it be that just seeing a light bulb or even a picture of a light bulb could help you be more creative and come up with new ideas? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's fascinating how the environment can influence your thoughts and behavior. For instance, just the presence of a light bulb in the room.
Studies show that people who saw light bulb while they were taking a creative test solved them better. They were more creative just by seeing the picture or a real light bulb in front of them.
Professor Thelma Lobel, author of the book Sensation, says studies show that your senses can alter your behavior. For instance, your sense of smell.
One of them showed, for example, that when men ask telephone numbers in a mall near bakeries where you smell the fresh baked cookies, women were more willing to give their telephone number.
Not everyone reacts the same. It's all a matter of degree. However,
I, for example, found in my lab that people who, after a shower in the gym, cheated more on a test than those who were before the shower. And I explained it that they felt completely pure so they could afford a little cheating, like they have room for cheating.
For a study at Yale, before the experiment was to begin, people were asked to hold the researcher's warm cup of coffee for a moment in the elevator, while other participants were asked to hold the researcher's cold cup of coffee in the elevator.
Those who touched a warm cup of coffee perceived that person, A, as a warmer, friendlier, kinder person than those who touched a cold cup of coffee.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting takes up more development issues. Mayor Carl Mooney says one proposal is for a mix of offices, retail, residential, and parks areas east of Baylor Scott & White Hospital along Rock Prairie Road.
To make that, perhaps, our downtown, something that we just don't enjoy here in College Station.
Mooney, speaking on our show, says the concept is similar to what has been developed in Sugar Land.
Now, their town hall is right in the center of that, and we've really not gone in that direction. But we have, as we've talked here on this show before, about the potential for a YMCA there, and that's still very much a part of the conversation.
The council is also being asked to allow condos to be built behind Sam's Club and Cinemark Theater on Associates Avenue and to change the land use at the southeast corner of Emerald Parkway and the freeway from suburban commercial to less restrictive general commercial. The most talked about item on today's agenda for the Texas A&M Systems Board of Regents meeting will not take place.
Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria has approved Chancellor John Sharp's request to postpone consideration of a three-year contract extension until the August meeting. In a letter Sharp sent to Thomas, provided by the system to WTAW News, Chancellor says there continues to be persistent rumors the extension's being rushed to keep the governor's newest appointee to the board from voting on it. Thomas was asked to wait until after Tim Leach of Midland joins the board, according to Sharp, just to stop these goofy rumors someone has started. Sharp went on to write, Leach is a dear friend, and Leach has said publicly he is a supporter of the direction we are going. Because the state Senate has not gotten around to the governor's appointment of Leach and the reappointments of Thomas and Elaine Mendoza, who's from San Antonio, that allows Judy Morgan of Texarkana to participate in another meeting. Still on the region's agenda are 9 new construction projects. Only one involves Brazos County. It's a $70 million new headquarters for the Texas A&M Transportation Institute on the Rellis campus facing Highway 21. If approved, construction would start next month and be completed at the end of next year. Behind closed doors, the regions will consider purchasing a building at an unidentified location in College Station for unspecified offices and laboratories. Also, an executive session is considering the funding source to buy a building for the A&M Experiment Engineering Station at an unidentified location. The board will also consider yet-to-be-announced naming rights for Texas A&M's new softball stadium and spaces inside A&M's new Music Activity Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
BTU repair crews were out twice this week addressing power outages.
The Monday night outage was out in Snook, primarily in the rural south and east of Snook.
Energy accounts manager Mike Connor says 190 customers were affected for 40 minutes Tuesday night after an oil field truck snagged a single phase line, which affected a primary line. About 8 hours later, repair crews dealt with an outage affecting 5,600 customers south and west of downtown Bryan.
The large outage we had, it was actually in our Atkins substation. We had an animal contact inside the substation.
Connor heard they found a dead raccoon in the substation yard. A Conroe man was identified as the pilot of a twin-engine plane that crashed upside down into a pond north of Huntsville Tuesday morning. According to DPS, 62-year-old Kermit Faulkner was the only one on board that followed divers searching the pond off FM 980. According to the FAA, Faulkner reported having oil problems and a possible engine fire. Witnesses told DPS that the plane struck trees and ignited before hitting the water. There is a new local support group for people grieving the loss of a pet. Dr. Bonnie Beaver, a veterinarian at Texas A&M, helped create Tales of Loss.
When we lose a pet, we go through a grief process, but we don't have the support group that we do if we lose a human loved one.
Dr. Beaver says monthly meetings are held the second Saturday of each month.
Offer suggestions on ways that and things that might be helpful to that person in dealing with that grief. We can't stop it. We can't heal them, but we can give them ways to cope with that loss.
This Saturday, Tales of Loss is hosting a pet memorial service, 7 p.m. at the chapel at Arbor Oaks on Villa Maria. More information about the program is online at talesofloss.org. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 52 degrees. You can text us your news, your photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Allen Academy and Folds of Honor invite you to the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner hosted at Miramont Country Club on Sunday, April 30th and Monday, May 1st. The Cadet Golf Classic is an 18-hole, four-man wingman scramble designed to raise scholarship funds for the families of fallen and disabled veterans through the Folds of Honor, as well as financially support Allen Academy, an independent school in Bryan. For more information or to register for the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner, please visit thecadet.org or like us on Facebook at The Cadet BCS.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Brazos Valley Imports invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Get $5,000 off Hyundai Elantras and $6,500 off Hyundai Santa Fes. Or drive away in a sporty new Hyundai Veloster for $14,995. That's less than $15,000 for a new car. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Located at Highway 6 and Briarcrest, right next to Cracker Barrel. Brazos Valley Imports has the selection and pricing you want. Spring Black Friday is our way of doing a little spring cleaning and making room, so take advantage with huge spring savings on all Hyundais, like $5,000 off Elantra, $6,500 off Santa Fe, and Velosters for under $15,000. That's right, under $15,000. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley Imports. BrazosValleyImports.com.
Hey, good morning. 640 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the weather brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Pretty nice this afternoon, up between 80 and 85. Then clouds move back in tonight, breezy and mild, upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of morning showers. Afternoon temperature well up in the 80s, only back in the 70s on Friday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday near 85. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at tonight's NFL draft. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros couldn't hold off the Indians, but the Rangers took the win against the Twins. And Rockets owner Leslie Alexander has been fined by the NBA for confronting a referee. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's called the Mark Cuban rule, right?
Right.
Can't be doing that, right? What's our guy saying this morning?
Yeah, let's start it off. He did 27 minutes ago. I received calls from the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada asking to renegotiate NAFTA rather than terminate. I agreed, subject to the fact that if we do not reach a fair deal for all, we will then terminate NAFTA. Relationships are good, deal very possible.
Oh, yeah.
And then just 12 minutes ago, he tweeted, the Democrats want to shut government if we don't bail out Puerto Rico and give billions to their insurance companies for OCARE failure. No. So, and that's a follow-up to yesterday. He tweeted, Democrats are trying to bail out insurance companies from disastrous Obamacare in Puerto Rico with your tax dollars. Sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Exactly.
Very sad.
Yeah.
So that's where we are this morning with President Trump tweets.
That's it. Congressman Flores had mentioned that yesterday, that the Puerto Rico thing is just not very popular. Mm-hmm. By the way, we will talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow.
Okay.
The reason is they went 15 hours.
Oh, come on.
Talking about sanctuary cities yesterday. Or actually, this morning. They finished at 3 this morning.
So what? Does he need a nap?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he's trying to do. Yeah,
man, I can't imagine.
Yeah, we'll go to that in a second. In the meantime, so they also unveiled yesterday the lower taxes for individuals and businesses. The number of tax brackets for individuals reduced from 7 to 3. There'll be 10%, 25%, and 35%. The plan would double the standard deduction, aim to put more money in the pockets of your average taxpayers who do not itemize their deductions. So, again, doubling the standard deduction. Also repeals the AMT, the alternative minimum tax, a rule that many say makes it harder for very rich individuals to kind of game the tax system. Lowers the top federal capital gains tax a little bit, and also would repeal the inheritance tax, the so-called death tax. A lot of people like that idea because clearly somebody makes money through their life, and then the government says after they pass away, oh, wait, let me hit you one more time.
Yeah.
And because they were also, they were taxing you ahead of time. So the other thing is it'll lower corporate tax rates from 35% to 15%, which means that businesses have more money, and that way they can invest it in infrastructure and employees and such as that. Bernie Sanders didn't like it. Nancy Pelosi didn't like it. We're shocked. Okay.
Shocked.
Okay, now, let's turn our attention to Texas, because it's interesting. They were talking sanctuary cities in Austin yesterday and in Washington, D.C., so it was kind of on the front burner as far as everybody was concerned. But 15 hours of testimony what they're doing is they're hearing the bill on the floor, and the final vote was 93 to 54. A guy named Dennis Bonin, who's from Angleton, at 3 o'clock this morning successfully made what some Democrats called an unprecedented motion to group all of the remaining amendments, and there were still 100 of them they had to vote on at 3 this morning.
Ooh.
And so what he did is he said, let's take those 100 right there, bundle them, and just vote that they all failed.
Oh.
And that motion carried, and that got them out of there.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
They felt like they'd done enough for us by then. So that's done. No compromise was reached, really, on some of the high-profile things that are meant to go on there. Again, it's not a law yet, but they're going to try to put this in place so that it's there, I think, basically so that members of the law enforcement community can use it if they want to. Okay, it's not a matter of it's going to be hard and fast. I think it's just trying to give them some leeway. And Representative Cassell will tell us a little bit more about that tomorrow. Business owners, there's some good news. The same guy I just mentioned, Dennis Bonin, putting together a deal that would cut the very unpopular franchise tax that's paid by businesses. The proposal would not reduce the tax during the current legislative session, but it would do so in future years. Ultimately, the proposal seeks to eliminate the franchise tax, which brings in $8 billion every 2 years in the budget cycle. According to the Comptroller's Office, about $1.8 billion of that money goes to the Property Tax Relief Fund, which pays for public schools. So, understand, if you do away with something like that, you're going to have to replace it somewhere.
Yeah.
So
right.
It looks really nice. Get
yeah.
Yeah. Get the franchise tax out of there, but somewhere, someplace else.
That money's got to be made up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Has to be made up. So we'll see where they are with that. So anyhow, we'll talk to him tomorrow so that we can talk about the things that are going on in Austin. All right. Yep. 6:47.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 29th, learn about how to obtain a pesticide license. Some pesticides require a private applicator's license to purchase and apply. If you don't have one, this is your opportunity to learn how to get it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Sometimes we choose plants because we like their variegation. Other times, however, plants that should be dark green fail to live up to those expectations, fading to a pale lime green or even yellow instead. What causes that, and what can you do to correct it? We'll look at some causes right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. So what do you do when your plants look just a little bit pale? Well, let's look at some of the possible causes. First of all, nitrogen deficiency. Plants use nitrogen in the largest quantities of any nutrient element. It's the first number in any fertilizer's three-number analysis. Almost invariably, tests will show soils to be low or very low in nitrogen. Plants that are growing in those soils turn pale green or even greenish-yellow. The leaf blades are uniformly pale, and the oldest growth tends to show the symptoms even more prominently than the new foliage. The plant's growth is stunted, and application of a nitrogen fertilizer has a sudden effect on both the plant's color and also their vigor. Moisture stress can be a problem. This can become more evident as we head into the summer. If you let your plants get too dry, they may react by shedding some of their lower leaves. It's a natural occurrence that has the effect of reducing the amount of foliage they have to maintain. Large leaf trees are notorious for growing vigorously all spring and early summer, and then dropping 20-30% of their older, lower, internal leaves a couple of weeks after it turns really hot and dry. The leaves yellow, then quickly fall to the ground. That's moisture stress. It's not in any way related to nutrition. Water may or may not help in that case because the trees just can't pull the water through quickly enough. Now, how about iron deficiency? This shortage always follows these patterns. Yellowed leaves with darker green veins, the yellowing most prominent on the newest growth first. Iron is a part of the chlorophyll molecule, so when it's not available in adequate supplies, the plants lose their dark green color. Eventually, the leaves turn very pale yellow, then white, then browned and crisp. They'll not fall from the branches for a long period of time. The most serious damage will be at the ends of the twigs. It's more of a problem in the western two-thirds of the state. It can be a problem anywhere if some kind of damage to the plant is keeping it from taking up the iron. You don't want to try to plant things that are adapted only to East Texas in West Texas conditions, but if you're planting the right kind of plant and it's showing iron deficiency, then there's some other bigger problem going on. Trunk or root damage can also be a problem. When tissues are injured, they may not take up or transport key nutrients properly, just like the iron we mentioned. And then you have the exotic things like gas leaks and other chemical injury and diseases. I'm Neil Sperry, late spring landscaping pests in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, the 2017 NFL Draft takes place tonight, and former defensive end for A&M Myles Garrett is expected to be the first pick overall by the Cleveland Browns. Garrett will be the first A&M defensive player taken in the first round in the Kevin Sumlin era and the first for the Aggies since Von Miller went second overall in 2011. Garrett will be the fifth Aggie defensive lineman to be a first-round selection. Speaking of the NFL draft, back in 2014 when Johnny Manziel was taken by the Browns number 22nd overall, apparently former Browns CEO Joe Banner wasn't on board with the idea. According to Banner, Manziel was not on the Browns draft board at the time Banner was let go by the team. Banner noted that he left in February a good, quote, 60 to 80 days before the draft and, quote, something changed dramatically in that period of time because the Browns were not considering Manziel with either of their two picks as they progressed through the draft process. Banner said the Browns had Teddy Bridgewater as their number one quarterback on the board. Meanwhile, wide receiver Kirk Merritt was removed from the Texas A&M football team Monday, according to his attorney and an A&M official not authorized to speak publicly on the issue. Merritt has been charged with two counts of indecent exposure, according to police reports. He entered a plea of not guilty to both counts on March 24th. According to the University Athletic Department, the 20-year-old sophomore was suspended October 28th by head coach Kevin Sumlin and then suspended indefinitely when he was arrested November 8th, per Athletic Department policy. In A&M baseball, the number 19 Aggies are gearing up to take the field tomorrow night to face off against Missouri in a three-game set this weekend. First pitch from Taylor Stadium tomorrow is set for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 4 A&M softball team also returns to action tomorrow with a three-game series as they travel to Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. Tomorrow's first pitch is set for 5 p.m., and you can hear that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball.
And the pitch is swung on in a high drive into deep right field. Grossman is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A grand slam the opposite way for Ryan Rua.
Ryan Rua connected for a grand slam. Joey Gallo took a couple of hits to score the tie-breaking run, and the Texas Rangers avoided another series sweep with a 14-3 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. The Rangers hope to keep the momentum going as they take the field tomorrow against the Angels at Global Life Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Cleveland...
So McCann ready to go. A little grimace. And he goes down swinging. And the Indians have won the game by the final score of 7-6.
Michael Brantley continued his comeback from shoulder problems that forced him to miss most of last season by driving in three runs, and the Indians defeated the Houston Astros 7-6 last night. The rubber match between the Stros and the Indians is tonight in Cleveland at 5:10 p.m. In the NFL, Marshawn Lynch is coming out of retirement after agreeing on a two-year deal with the Raiders that paved the way for a trade to his hometown team in Oakland. Lynch passed a physical yesterday and agreed to a restructured two-year contract. Those were the final steps needed before Seattle could trade his rights along with a 2018 sixth-round pick to the Raiders for a 2018 fifth-rounder. In the NBA, the Washington Wizards own a 3-2 lead in their first-round Eastern Conference playoff series after a 103-99 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls 108-97 to take a 3-2 lead in their first-round playoff series. And Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander has been fined $100,000 by the NBA for confronting a referee during live game action. The incident occurred Tuesday in the final minute of the first quarter during the Rockets' 105-99 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and feel commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
That's right. Good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tom Harrison calls himself Mr. Gorilla. He should finish the London Marathon today or tomorrow. He's doing the 26.2 on his hands and knees, gorilla style, to raise money for the gorilla organization.
For Harambe?
Yeah.
Do it for Harambe.
That's it. Each morning at 8 o'clock, he puts on his gorilla costume and resumes his gorilla crawl in the London Marathon. Every marathon seems to have at least one person running in some crazy way. Some of the people run backwards, others while juggling. And by the way, in 2007, a guy took a full week to finish when he ran it in slow motion. Those people are just weird.
Yeah.
And
they let them do that?
And they let them do it. I mean, I guess as long as you're not, as long as you're not, you know, messing traffic up.
Mm-hmm.
Parents in Zimbabwe who cannot afford school fees can offer livestock like goats and sheep as payment for their education.
It's like a dowry.
Yeah.
Sure. The country education minister said the schools will have to show some flexibility when it comes to demanding tuition fees for parents. Interesting.
Very.
Yeah.
Love to see that get adopted in U.S. America.
I mean, they're just giving away college for free.
Yeah.